start of the 2021 NBA season has begun, with trading underway. And tonight, with the NBA draft, the Sixers are scheduled to pick at 21. But does new president of basketball operations Daryl Morey have a move up his sleeve? The NBA draft is here, and we're talking 76ers basketball. Now, here's the host of our Fanatic NBA draft night, Devon Givens.
That's right, as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. The NBA Draft 2020 underway in just a few minutes. Minnesota is now on the clock. And welcome to our NBA Draft coverage here on 97.5 The Fanatic. A little bit different, right? Normally I'm here with my folks. Joe Torti will be sitting to my left. We'll be breaking everything down. D-line, I'm over here. But we know the pandemic screwed everything up, and here we are in November doing exactly what we're doing here, talking about the NBA draft. But welcome, and again, we're talking Sixers all night. We want to get your thoughts as the picks come in. Certainly, I know we're going to hear from folks once LaMelo Ball is selected by whomever he's selected. Is it now going to be Golden State because of the unknown with Klay Thompson? You know what I'm saying? So, hey, let's see where it goes. Let's see where it goes with everything. Timberwolves, according to Wojnarowski, says, remains on the phones discussing possible trade scenarios with the number one overall pick. Gersan Rosas, the general manager, plan had always been to take this down to the wire, and that's what happened. That's what's happening now. So as the picks happen, as things get underway, we will let you know as we go along here. Tonight we're running until 10. It doesn't look like we'll be on the air when the 76ers make their selection at pick number 21. But should they move up, should they be in that flow right there, then we'll definitely bring it to you live here on The Fanatic tonight. And if not, I'll be back tomorrow, 7 o'clock, and we will certainly react to the selection at pick 21 or any other moves that may happen tonight with the Philadelphia 76ers or any big moves that are made in general that requires our attention, as we all know as basketball fans. So 610-632-0975. All right, before things get started with the draft, let's go back to the phones. Let's get everybody in here. Let's go to Nate in Southwest next on The Fanatic. What's up, Nate?
What's going on, bro?
Zach LaVine, man. I don't know. We saw that Vince Goodwill from Yahoo Sports said it out there. It makes sense. They have a new general manager, new president of basketball operations, a new head coach. Maybe they are looking to move.
Right. So how long have I been talking about that? Forever, bro. Yeah. So you already know. That's who I want. The last caller didn't need to ask you a question. Like, he went from different guys to different guys. Okay, whatever. The question was, what would you do with that 21st pick? I'm packaging it up, and I'm going to do whatever I got to do to get Zach LaVine, bro. Bring him here, period. That's it. I think he'll be a perfect fit. You need a dude at the end of the game that can go get a bucket, bro. That's just all of this to it. A guy at the end of the game, when you're down on the line, that can go get you a bucket and get the game over with. And I think he's a perfect fit here, bro. And I'll trade that 21st pick. But look, if we don't have that 20, if we don't trade him and we take a pick, you already know it's Cole. It's Cole Anthony. It's even Cole Anthony, Maxey, and a new front runner for me right now is the Ball Pritchard.
Okay. Yeah,
I like Pritchard from Oregon.
I saw him more in the second round. You're talking about point guard / shooting guard Pritchard Senior from Oregon. Right. He can shoot.
That's what I would look at. You know what I mean? Well, we don't have 34, but you got the 36.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So 36 right and the then, other two that you have there, yeah, you could potentially get him in there as well. And another veteran. Yep.
Absolutely. So yeah, I want Zach LaVine. I take Zach LaVine over Buddy Hill. I mean, I even seen rumors about Bradley Beal. Listen.
That's not
whoever, we already know that. I mean,
I didn't put him on the list. That's not
that
happening.
Dumb stuff out there. I don't want James Harden because I don't think that's going to be. I don't want to give up Ben right now. I want to see what Doc Rivers can do with Ben. So if you can make sense having to bring Zach LaVine in and pair him with those two dudes, I'm with it.
All right. Before I let you go, who does Minnesota take with the number one overall pick?
Minnesota is going to they're going to take the kid from Georgia,
Anthony Edwards.
They taking him. I don't see Ball going there. They taking the kid from Georgia. That kid plays. He's bigger than Dwayne Wade, but he's a combo between Dwayne Wade and him. There it go right here.
Yep. All right, man. Well, listen.
All right, bro.
All right, man. We'll talk to you. Really appreciate it. Nate, 610-632-0975. The Minnesota Timberwolves, they are on the clock. So before we get to Joe, do we want to do this right now or you want to? We'll bring it to you in a second. Let's go to Joe in South Philly here on the Fanatic. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, Devon? This is what you're talking about. You know what? In my opinion, you know, following the league or whatever, they can get Zach LaVine. I think that would be real nice. I think that would be big in the Jimmy Butler signing. I mean, I know Chicago, a big city and all that, but I think in Philadelphia, he'd be a household name. I see where you're coming from, you know, with the dynamics of him and Ben Simmons. I mean, from my sense of my career, he's a tough customer. And I think the fact that Chicago is not on the radar and not on the map, that's why I can see Chicago doing it. You know what I mean? No, they're on nobody up and coming list, and they're not on the radar, and they're not on the map. So I guess before they want to tie up some big money, they're going to see some assets or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see that because Chicago's we're in the Week East, and they still on nobody's up and coming list or nobody's map. So I can see that then. I think if the Sixers can, if they can pull that move off, I think that's even nicer than the Jimmy Butler deal, you know, when you include age and all that kind of stuff. And I think, you know, LaVine becomes a household player, becomes a Philly and play with those two guys.
Yeah, and a lot of attention will be on him because this is a playoff team. We know this is a marquee team. They were before Doc Rivers and Daryl Morey joined the organization. And they are certainly now, Joe, a marquee team, yet again, a marquee organization. So you know they're going to get the TV games.
Yeah.
He's going to be
back
out
down
there
from Brooklyn.
Right. So all of that. Now, in the event that doesn't happen or any other trade happens, what type of player would you like for them to pick at 21?
I think a nice point or some kind of combination. You know what I mean? It definitely would, you know, the shooting touch.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And there are a lot of them out there.
Definitely.
Definitely.
From what I hear.
Yeah, they are. And listen, man, they are 21, so you're going to have Cole Anthony who can handle the rock. You're going to have guys like maybe Kieran Lewis who slides, maybe, but I doubt it. He's still like covering around that 13-15 area for him. Then you have guys like Desmond Bane. Again, Nesmith from Vanderbilt, who apparently has a foot injury, so that might drop him down. That perfect fit here in Philadelphia with the history that they have. But you know what I'm saying? Listen, thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it, Joe. And we'll see, though. We'll see. We'll see in general where they go. 610-632-0975. I'm trying to refresh things. Monty Poole, again, says he exchanged from NBC Sports Philly out there in the Bay Area. NBC Sports in the Bay Area, not Philly, exchanged texts with Michael Thompson, of course, Clay's dad. He did not shed any light on Clay's status, but the tone of his reply was quite sober for Michael. Now, again, it doesn't say much only because, obviously, coming off of what they've just dealt with the ACL, you can understand where it is, right? You can understand where it is and what the emotions are like. So I mean, you just read into exactly what it is. Just a somber mood right now. Now I'm looking at a lot of people here on Twitter. Jabri Colquitt, Bree on Twitter says, I want LaVine on the Sixers. So you know what I mean? You want him on the Sixers. You want him on the Sixers. You ready? All right. Here it is before we get to Les and Q. Listen, a couple open phone lines. We've been full since we've gotten underway. 610-632-0975. Everybody, call in. Let's talk about the Sixers' move, what they've done already. Minnesota's on the clock. But here is the lead-in, the start of the draft with Commissioner Adam Silver.
Good evening, and welcome to the 2020 NBA Draft. While we wish we could be in an arena hosting the top picks, their families and friends, and thousands of fans, we are grateful to ESPN for still finding a way to make this one of the most memorable nights on the NBA calendar. The draft marks a new beginning for our teams. And it's a new chapter for the next generation of players in search of their NBA dreams. This draft, however, is anything but ordinary. Seasons cut short, no NCAA tournament or NBA Summer League, not even pickup games in most places. And with opening night fast approaching and less time to prepare, this class of rookies will be challenged more than ever before. But they are ready. Like so many organizations fighting their way through the pandemic, we're trying to adapt to a new normal. At the same time, we recognize that virtually every decision comes with enormous uncertainty. By opening our season on Christmas week, we not only hope to find a way to operate safely and responsibly, but to inspire resilience and optimism in others who are also struggling through these difficult times. And while tonight we welcome the best of the best from around the world, we also celebrate a game whose universal values have been passed down from generation to generation. Values like respect, quality, tolerance, and fairness. That's why basketball is a game for everyone and one whose values we can all share. So let's get started with this terrific group of young men who are moments away from hearing their names called. The first pick in the 2020 NBA draft belongs to the Minnesota Timberwolves, who have 5 minutes to make their selection.
And there it is, start of the NBA draft again in November, November 18th, an unusual situation we have all been in, as you just heard from Commissioner Adam Silver. And, hey, you know Woj and Shams already putting stuff out there. Shams put it out there first, but so it's no surprise that it looks like Minnesota is going to take Anthony Edwards from Georgia. So 610-632-0975. You want to take this? Let's take this, and then we'll get to Lesson Q here on the Fanatic. Let's go to Adam Silver and what he has to say.
Pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the Minnesota Timberwolves select Anthony Edwards from the University of Georgia.
So Anthony Edwards.
All right, you got a shooting guard there who is explosive, can fill it up for sure, can do a lot of good things. That is D'Angelo Russell, Karl Anthony Towns, and you know, they have a new front office with Gersan Rosas. They have a young coach in Saunders, and they have a lot of nice pieces. And I think they also did this a little bit before we get back to the phones, 610-632-0975. So if you've been paying attention to what's going on with Minnesota, and I say this because Minnesota at the trade deadline, they made a good move, a really good move by acquiring Malik Beasley from the Denver Nuggets. Malik Beasley got in trouble recently for, I want to say it was like a domestic thing, like an aggravated assault, maybe a weapons charge. I don't know what it was. Whatever it was bad. Does not have a new deal, I don't believe. And they have to cover themselves in the event that something goes wrong there. They're rookie number 4 overall pick from a season ago, Jarrett Culver from Texas Tech, a former teammate of Zaire Smith. And he, you know, he 9 points a game last season, he played in 63 regular season games, averaged 9 points a game, never really blew things out of the water where you felt like, oh my goodness, this is the guy. Nice player. But the way things played out, this was the way that they wanted to go. Add another wing. As we talked about it, you cannot have enough. So the Minnesota Timberwolves go with Anthony Edwards, and that's the start of the 2020 NBA draft. 610-632-0975. We'll probably bring you up to a few of those. We're not going to take all of them. Maybe the top five, and we'll keep it moving from there and hope that the 76ers make their selection while we're on the air tonight. Let's go back to the phones. With Les in Southwest here on the Fanatic. What's up, Les?
Devon, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. Hey, no surprise they're taking Anthony Edwards, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's where they had to go. Yeah.
Absolutely. Couldn't take Wiseman. I mean, you got Karl Anthony Towns there. It's just, you know, no surprises there. I think because of the Klay Thompson injury, too, that I think Golden State actually keeps their pick and takes Melo and takes LaMelo Ball. I think you have to.
Now you do. You didn't have to before. But now you do. It's tough though to look away from Wiseman and the potential of that big man with Seth Curry, Draymond Green, Andrew Wiggins there, Pascal now in the mix with what he did a season ago. You had that young big man to give you that 15 minutes a night. You can still move, but I get where you're coming from, where their board may have changed.
Sure. His future may be in a little bit of jeopardy, but I just want to talk Sixers for a second, right? So, at the end of...
By the way, I think they're going to take Wiseman. That looks like it's going to take Wiseman.
And either way, they can't go wrong with the pick. Either way, they can't go wrong. But, you know, at the end of the season, the Sixers season, man, I don't think Sixers fans could have been at any lower a point than we were, right? Because we had no faith in ownership whatsoever that they were truly trying to win, right? Because of everything that had led up to where we finished, right? And then from that point to where we are now is a complete 180. Like, I couldn't be more impressed. They got me back in, right, with getting Doc Rivers. If you would have told me we'd be where we are now and Daryl Morey is running things and all that, I wouldn't have believed you. I'd have laughed you off.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's been amazing. The trade was amazing. I would never would have dreamed we could have gotten rid of Al Horford's contract. So that was a great deal. We get Danny Green back. You get Terrence Ferguson back. You only give up a 2025 first rounder and it's top six protected. I mean, just an amazing job. Amazing job, right? So here's in the draft, right? So I'm okay with any of the options of Bradley Beal, Zach LaVine, or Buddy Hield. I'm okay with using the draft capital for that. But what I'm not okay with is drafting another project in the teens. In the 20s. And no more Timothy Luwalu Cabarrus.
Right, right.
No more Furkan's. Like, right. I just want a guy that's ready. And the guy that I want is Miles Powell. Out of Seton Hall. Absolute bucket. He's a point guard. He's a scorer.
Second round.
And he's a second round projected, right?
Yeah, yep.
But honestly, I just see a bucket, right? And so if you can get him, I don't care where you get him. I think his value is there. And they go off all these projections, man. They're projecting athletes. And I want a guy that can play ball. I want a guy that can run the show. And he can score off the bench. I like the guy that said Alec Burks. Resign him because, again, he was our best player, including Embiid, because Embiid can barely get up and down the court in the summer.
Yep.
But he was our best player in the playoffs this year when Ben got hurt.
Yep.
So, like, you bring that guy in. He can run it a little bit. But I just don't trust Shake, who's another project. I'm sick of projects. I want bona fide guys. But I trust our ownership now. They got me back. Real quick, how's your cousin liking the Chris Paul trade, man?
All signs point thumbs up, man. All signs thumbs up, man. Everybody is excited about it, looking forward to it.
And I hope he can glean some knowledge off of Chris, man, and keep growing as a veteran.
Well, that's what he does, man. You know, he takes all that stuff in, man. No doubt
absolute
about
student.
It.
Absolute student. Absolute student.
Yep.
Appreciate you, Devon.
Hey, man. Appreciate it, Les. Appreciate it, man. Don't be a stranger. We'll talk soon. 610-632-0975. What's up?
I was going to say, just give out a warning. If you want to not be spoiled for the draft, stay off Twitter because one Shams and one Woj. Woj is doing the sneaky thing. We're saying, the Warriors are focused on blah, 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 blah for the second overall pick instead of saying, they're selecting. So there are the two prominent NBA reporters out there, they are spoiling the NBA draft. So if you're the type of person where you want to see the draft live and you want to know who is picked live, maybe mute those two for a little bit.
Yeah, because they will do it. And if you remember when Wojnarowski was doing it at Yahoo, the NBA asked him to stop doing it. So he changed his wording with how it goes down. So Shams can just put it out there because he's with the Athletic in the stadium. He's, you know, whatever. But Woj has to word it properly. He has to change that lingo a little bit as he puts it out there. They're focused on LaMelo Ball at pick number 3. 610-632-0975. Q in Center City. What's up, Q?
What's going on?
What's happening, man?
How you doing, Devon?
So how did you like it, man? What do you think?
I'm okay with it, but me personally, I would like Buddy Hield over Zach. Now, me and you talked about having that three-level player that could do it from, and that's Zach. But me and you never seen Zach without the ball in his hand. That's something I ain't hear nobody talk about.
Well, we've seen him
without the ball in his hand.
In Minnesota, he didn't have the ball in Minnesota. But he was still a young guy who did not get the keys yet. We saw him in Chicago. That's why I said, will it work here in Philadelphia? We don't know. But he's never played with any of these types of guys either, so we don't know that it wouldn't work.
Exactly. But Buddy Hield, I feel, he'll fit better. Because Buddy, we understand Buddy will take 10 threes a game, you know, and he's a shooter. He's been a guy in college, but he don't even, it seemed like Buddy Hield, demeanor is a little different.
That gives me the guy, you know, he wants buckets at all costs. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he wants championships. And I'm not, I want to, I'm just, this is just my opinion of it. I think Buddy Hield is more of a student of a game, maybe have a higher IQ, and he might fit better.
Okay. Okay. He might. And he might. If I had my choice between the two, I would take LaVine.
Got you.
Yeah,
got you.
I would take LaVine. Now, if they keep 21, what type of player would you prefer?
I mean, the kid they were speaking about at Stanford, man, he seemed like he's a fit if they can make a Buddy Hield trade.
You talking about Tyrell Terry?
Yes, the freshman.
Yes.
Yes. Now, if we can get a bona fide shooter in here, and that guy, because they said that guy is a shooter too, but he could do it from, like, you know, off the dribble, you know, mid-range. Like, I would take that.
All right. Listen, shooting has to be a target here, Q, with the 76ers here tonight in this draft, both in the first round and the second round. They have to figure that out, or via trade as well. Via trade as well. Have to.
Exactly.
Have to, man. Yep. And real quick, when you look at the Terrence Ferguson coming in, you already know what Danny Green can do as far as beyond the three-point line. Now, even with that, he is not the same. We know he's not the same at Danny Green, but we know he could shoot. Terrence Ferguson, we saw him have some good games against the 76ers, but in general, what he does shoot is 29% from the three-point line. So he's not a very good three-point shooter. He is somebody who is just basically, you know, an athlete who can do some things.
But Ferguson is long, and he do commit to defense.
Yes. Yes. I'm with you on that one. With you on that. All right, man. Well, listen.
Yep, take it easy.
We'll talk soon, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. The NBA draft is underway. Just to catch you up, pick number one, Anthony Edwards, University of Georgia, selected first overall to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Pick number two, Golden State Warriors. They went with the big man, James Wiseman, instead of LaMelo Ball. And I would suspect LaMelo Ball now goes to Charlotte. And James Borrego, the coach there, Michael Jordan, the owner, of course, Mitch Kupchak, the general manager. So I would suspect they would go there. Devontae Graham, nice player. That would be interesting to see how that plays out. Malik Monk, his little troubles in general. And we'll see. We'll see what happens there. But LaMelo Ball, I think he'll be the next selection for the Charlotte Hornets. So we ask you your reaction. Did you like the move for Al Horford and bringing back Danny Green, Terrence Ferguson, Danny Green on a 1 year and extending it from there? Pick number 21 for the 76ers. What type of player would you like for the team? And then going a step further, if you don't want to keep 21, would you package 21 and whatever else to get Buddy Hield? Or would you package 21 and whatever else to get Zach LaVine? 610-632-0975. Open phone lines for the first time since we've gotten underway. Let's have at it right here until 10, 97.5 The Fanatic.
We're talking NBA Draft with Devon Gibbons on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic, Philadelphia.
The Fanatic. NBA Draft special, as the 2020 NBA Draft is underway. We are now four picks in. The Chicago Bulls just made a selection, but let's take it back to pick number three. Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls selecting LaMelo Ball. That's right. LaMelo Ball selected by the Chicago Bulls. So that's, look, we've been wondering where LaMelo Ball was going to go and what type of player he's going to be. Where does he fit? Well, he's going to Charlotte. And when you think about Charlotte and their situation, they had a nice, nice showing from Devontae Graham. We know a senior coming out of Kansas, second round draft pick. I know people here locally wanted him in the draft. And I got to be honest, you know, I was like, yeah, I like him, but I don't, you know, it's no big deal if they don't get him. I didn't expect Devontae Graham to turn out to be what Devontae Graham turned out to be. He was a candidate for most improved player last season. That's how good he was. He was really good a season ago. Terry Rozier on that big contract, as mentioned, coming from Boston. All right, that's fine. But he's not somebody that's going to be a cornerstone for you going forward. Then you have Malik Monk, who I believe was in the program for, you know, the policy of using some sort of drug enhancement, whatever it might be. And they have to protect themselves at this point. And you get this guy in LaMelo Ball, young guy, as we know. We know the whole Ball family situation. And this guy is 6'7", can pass like crazy, can score. The shooting is a problem. We haven't seen him against this type of competition before. Yes, he played overseas and he was professional and all of that. But, you know, there are some questions. There's some questions. But he can push the rock. He can push the pace. He's a playmaker. He has some people with P.J. Washington and Miles Bridges that can run with him. They're putting together a young squad with Graham, Washington, Bridges, and now here in this particular case with LaMelo Ball. So I actually like it. I actually like it. They don't do a lot of things right in Charlotte. Okay? So this one is all right for the Charlotte Hornets. I'm curious. And he's a draw. They love their basketball in Carolina. They love Duke. They love North Carolina. This is a name. Okay? So with this being a name, he can draw and sell tickets once people are back in the building. I would suspect that his jersey will be one of the most sold jerseys out there with LaMelo Ball and whatever number. I don't even know what number he is. Maybe number one. I don't know. Whatever number he decides to wear, I'm sure it'll be a popular jersey. LaMelo Ball goes number 3 to the Charlotte Hornets. Number 4, while we were in commercial break, you also get a nice selection from the Chicago Bulls. Patrick Williams, 6'8", 225 from Florida State, a freshman. A very, very nice athletic wing. So, you know, again, when we talk about wings and having those types of players on your team and you can't have enough, well, here you are with the Chicago Bulls. They add another athletic wing. You have the new head coach in Billy Donovan. You have Mark Eversley going over there as the general manager. Karnas Silvas as the general manager coming from Denver. So they have a whole new outlook with what they want to do with how they want to build this young team. Zach LaVine, as of right now, is still there. So that's a nice athletic pick for them. Wendell Carter, Lauri Markkanen, we all know of those two being selections as well. Kobe White from North Carolina last draft in 2019. So they're putting together a nice little group, nice little core there. They did not extend a qualifying offer to Chris Dunn. So I'm curious to see where he ends up with so much that he does defensively. Offensively, we knew coming out of Providence it may not be very good, but I expect it to be better. And at this point, they did not pick it up. And he's going to be a free agent out there. And let's see where he ends up. So nice pick here. Nice pick here for the Chicago Bulls with Patrick Williams. 610-632-0975. I did want to give some people here some play on Twitter as well. I want to give some play here on Twitter. So Carm Baller on Twitter says, yo, D, who do you want the Sixers to pick tonight? Well, I again, Carmen, I said I want a wing. I like a lot of people. I have not mentioned many names. And maybe I'll start to give some names here quickly before we get back to the phones. 610-632-0975. And that may have been a little early as well for Patrick Williams because I've seen him in the top 12, seen him in the top 10, and I've seen him as high as 5, not 4, but it's only one pick away. And Detroit was the last one I saw at Bleacher Report picking him at 7. So not much, but, you know, it's a good pick for a good spot for him. Good for him. Good for him. And so let me just give a couple of names. As the Cleveland Cavaliers at pick number 5 selected a small forward, a freshman, Isaac Okoro from Auburn, who has been talked about in the top 15 in the lottery in general, top 14 lottery. He goes 5. So they went with some, again, some young legs, athleticism, defensive prowess he has out there, Okoro. And this was small forward, power forward. He can play a lot of different places here. That's a little shocking to me. little shocking to me. I thought he would go top 10, but this guy can, he can do some things out there, man. He has some edge to him, and he's an all right young player. All right, young player. Not an offensive guy like that, but he's an athlete. He's an athlete. 610-632-0975. The Atlanta Hawks are next at pick number 6. So let's see where they end up. So let's get to a couple of these players in the Sixers range at 21 to answer Carm's question on Twitter. So I would look at wings, guards, as I said, perimeter help. You need some perimeter play. I'm looking at Kira Lewis from Alabama, sophomore point guard. Fast. So when you're talking about pushing the pace, Simmons pushing the pace, this is not a, with all due respect, Joao Neto situation where you get the ball and you can push transition. No, you understand what I'm talking about when you're talking about speed. You remember when Leandro Barbosa, they were talking about him as like the Brazilian blur is what they called him? Kira Lewis, speed. He can break down the defense. He's young, but that's what you get now in the NBA where they go in that direction. So I would look at Kira Lewis. I doubt that he's there at 21, but I would look at Kira Lewis. Also, Tyrese Maxey has been a name that we've discussed a lot as a freshman coming out of Kentucky. The track record is there. We know, right? So Kentucky guards, they can score. The latest being Tyler Hero. We know about Devin Booker, of course. Jamal Murray showed what he can do in the bubble. You know what I'm saying. You know they can score. All those Kentucky guys can score. You know it. Tyrell Terry, the freshman 6'3", 6'4", point guard from Stanford, who is small, thin, but he has put on some pounds during this break. No college basketball, getting ready for the draft. He's put something on his body, and he can shoot it like crazy. Easy jumper he has. Smooth jumper. Off the dribble, step back, creating that little bit of separation, not afraid to fire it up when the defense gets a little closer and closes out on him. Not afraid to shoot the basketball as well. Curious to see where RJ Hampton ends up. He was over there, I believe, with LaMelo Ball playing overseas. And I don't know much about him. I don't. I'm sorry. I just know that he was a high school guy, skipped college, went overseas, and he was in New Zealand playing ball. He's a point guard slash shooting guard, combo guard, if you will. And I don't know. I have no idea. Mike Miller, the famed shooter from Florida, and then his days in Memphis, Miami, having success in the NBA. Mike Miller actually worked with him as a shooting coach, trainer. So I would believe that the shot is a little bit improved, but how much has it improved under the tutelage of Mike Miller? A name that was put out there yesterday by Jonathan Wasserman, who I mentioned, Bleacher Report, Isaiah Joe. Now, he said 21 or 34. 34 is no longer on the table. So if they really like Isaiah Joe, and they promised him, as Jonathan Wasserman said, they're going to have to take him at 21. And that's high for him. That's not his range. But if you want a guy, he fits with what you do, what you want, then you take him. Then you take him. And you take him at 21 if that's what... You better be right, though. You better be right. His percentage dropped last season, as I look at a breakdown here from Jonathan Wasserman on Isaiah Joe. He dropped 270 threes in 60 career games while at Arkansas. It's a lot of threes, folks. A lot of threes. So I am intrigued by that. He doesn't do much of putting the ball on the floor. Kind of reminds you in this particular case, like, let me give you an example of Robert Covington. Remember how we would say Covington put the ball on the floor and he's drawing, he's offensive foul, he's putting up a bad shot, missing layups, that type of thing. That's what you get from a guy like Isaiah Jones. He's young, he's a sophomore, he has time to grow, player development. You would hope with the coaching staff that they've built here under Doc Rivers, all the people that they will have here in Camden at the facility, that they will be able to help him out and develop if he is, in fact, the selection. Another one, Josh Green, small forward from Arizona, another wing, defense, explosive wing, transition, not much of a scorer. That's what you get out of him. He's a young guy from Arizona. Aaron Nesmith, who we talked about as a sophomore from Vanderbilt. It seems like he has something up with his foot, but he can shoot. He can shoot. So I would keep my eye on that. So again, Carm, those are a lot of people. Cole Anthony, apparently, he's in the mix. Desmond Bain, a TCU shooting guard, senior, he's also in the mix. Reading the reviews, it says that his interviews went really, really well also. So people just like his overall game. Overall game. Shooting, passing, defense. He's a veteran basketball player. What's not to like with Desmond Bane? So those are some of the ones, Carm, that I focus on, the ones that I look at and pay attention to and see if they're available to the 76ers at that point. Peyton Pritchard in the second round is a name that I know a lot of people called in to talk about a little bit earlier. He shot 41% from three. While at Oregon, he's a senior from Oregon, averaged 20 points a game, 20 and a half, 5.5 assists a game, shooting again 41.5% from deep. And that's enough tough guy who has played basketball in college for 4 years. And they value that type of person. So that's another name to keep an eye on. I like Trey Jones still coming out of Duke. I think he's more of a second round pick than he is a first rounder. And I think you can get him anywhere in the second round if that's the type of person that you want. If you go a little bit deeper, Shannon mentioned Cassius Winston, the senior out of Michigan State. Not a big athletic guy, right? Not a big-time athletic guy. But, man, that guy's a gamer. He's tough. He's a winner. His IQ is off the charts. He's a very good player. Very good player. I'm surprised to see Nico Mannion drop the way that he has. When you start to look at things, and it's crazy because I see Lance is on hold in Arizona, and Nico Mannion from Arizona, the freshman point guard, it looked like he was at 6'3". You know, he had some limitations as a young guy, but the shooting was one of the things that really stood out. His passing and his ability to make shots was something that stood out to league executives and scouts. But he's fallen, and he's fallen big time. So I'm not really sure where that is for this team. One more, and then we'll get back to the phones. And I actually want to get Lance up here to hear what Lance has to say, since we just talked about Nico Mannion and some of those West Coast guys that he's seen in the Pac-12. Cassius Stanley, who was a freshman, crazy athlete. But he needs time to develop offensively. And he's probably more like a G League guy for me, or on a younger team where he has to play on one of those younger teams that's rebuilding, like Charlotte, for instance, or maybe even in New York, something like that. Or maybe he gets into a great situation like Philadelphia, a veteran team, Boston, a veteran team, that they can allow him to go and develop. And I know we had a caller earlier. Les was talking about, I don't want any more of these developmental guys. Well, in the second round, that's okay that late, where the Sixers will pick at 49. That's all right. That's all right, because you can work him out in the G League whenever they get back at it. He'll get a full year here where he can just develop. You don't have to force him onto the floor. He can develop, and then you can see what the finished product is maybe starting next season when he's able to get back out there on the floor. So those are some of the people that I like, Carm. Again, I'm taking up a lot of people's time, so 610-632-0975. The question that we've asked tonight, with 21 being on the clock for the 76ers in the first round, what type of player would you want for the 76ers at pick number 21? We want your reaction to the Al Horford move as well. Al Horford, if you're just tuning in, traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder. In return, the 76ers, first of all, they give up a first and a second. The second is 34 tonight in the second round. The first round pick is protected in 2025, 1 through 6. So they give up a 2025 first rounder. They did not have to give up their 21st pick tonight. So that's a good thing. And we want your reaction to what they did early tonight, trading Al Horford. And now in return, you get Danny Green from Oklahoma City, who is going to be part of the trade with the Lakers, where they acquire Dennis Schroeder, and Danny Green goes to Oklahoma City Thunder. Oklahoma City Thunder sends him here for Al Horford. You also get Terrence Ferguson from Oklahoma City Thunder, a young athletic wing, to go along with this young group here in Philadelphia. So nice move there. And if you don't want 21, if you want to move 21 and get a player, an active player, the names that we've heard, of course, Buddy Hield, and now most recently today, Zach LaVine, would you prefer to package 21 for either of those two players? We'll give you an update on our Twitter poll, 97.5 The Fanatic, as well. 610-632-0975. We'll get back to some more tweets in a bit, but let's go to Lance in Arizona since we just talked about Nico Mannion from Arizona. What's up, Lance?
Hey, Devon. So, yeah, I got a bunch of stuff on all the Arizona players. I can't even tell you about Terrence Ferguson because he was a recruit at Arizona. He committed to him, but he didn't qualify to get into the U of A, so he wound up going to Australia. And yeah, the thing about it is I can tell you because I have friends that work on that staff, so I get some information on some of the guys, and they loved that kid when they got him, when he committed. The issue was he couldn't get in, but they thought with time, with his length and athleticism, he could be a plus defender, and that his shooting stroke was better than Josh Green, who they had this past year. They were much more thrilled about him when they got him in 2017 than what they were, or in 2016 recruiting class, than what they were with Josh Green. I could tell you at the end of Nico Mannion's time at Arizona, they were really disappointed with how he turned out. They thought he'd be a lot better. His strength was kind of not there, and you saw it in games against better competition where guys were older, like Pritchard would take advantage of it.
Right.
He didn't shoot the ball as well as they saw him out of high school, and they think that's because he doesn't have the athleticism they thought he did in high school. I think the problem you're going to have with Nico Mannion is I think he'll be in the league, but I don't see him as a starter. He came in, you got to remember, like, Arizona basketball historically has good point guards that come through, and I think there's a lot of pressure on him here to be like those guys, and he just was never consistent enough for the people in Arizona. And I know the coaches, they were kind of down on him throughout the course of the year. They kind of got frustrated with him. They thought he should have been better. Josh Green, I know he had confidence issues. That's what I was told. There was a stretch from like Utah game to the Washington State game where he really struggled shooting the ball. He still gave it his all on defense. Like, as a defender, he's a solid defender. He's not Thybulle, but he also is about, I think he's like 3 years younger than Thybulle, so you hope at some point in time he gets there. His shot's a lot better than Thybulle, though, at this stage of his career.
Right.
But he's never going to be a consistent shooter. You're hoping he becomes a 3-and-D guy, but I'm not so sure he ever becomes a 3-and-D guy you could trust in a rotation.
Yeah, yeah. So who would you like them to – what would you focus on at 21 for the Sixers?
If you're talking about West Coast kids, that kid from Stanford, Terry –
Terry.
He's a good fit for the 76ers, but I was told by one of the Arizona coaches he's not going to be there past 15. Okay. So you can take that for whatever it is. They don't believe he's going to. They thought he was the best player they played against.
Yeah.
The
I've seen
last
him,
year.
Like in this one mock draft I was looking at, they had him, I respect Wasserman, obviously. Wasserman had him, I believe, at 17 in Minnesota.
Yeah, like, I think he's going to go just before the Sixers. So if you want to get him, you're going to have to move up.
Or, you know, Miami would snatch him and get another shooter in Miami.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely true. And the thing with Zach LaVine, okay, I can get some information on this based off where one of the coaches, when he came out of UCLA, told me. He was a pain in the ass at UCLA. That is why I've heard the saying. Him off the team and wanted him to leave. Yeah. So that was the story of him coming out. Not that he wasn't a good player. It's just that he was a pain and they hated coaching him because he thought he was better than what he was and didn't have to follow what the team did. Yep. So I don't know if he's changed, but I can also tell you that Lauri Markkanen does not want to be in Chicago anymore. There's been issues with him and their front office and his role. Yeah. So he wants out. So if I'm going to trade for Zach LaVine, I try to also get Lauri Markkanen.
Oh, no doubt.
Good enough to be a stretch four.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Well, listen, man, always great to catch up with you, Lance. We'll talk later in the week. Of course, free agency, man, gets underway on Friday, so we'll have a lot to talk about either tomorrow or Friday, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, no problem, man.
You got it, man. Appreciate the scouting report from Lance. We'll get more from you guys. We'll update you on the picks. We're at pick number 8, Obi Toppin from Dayton goes to the New York Knicks, and the CAA people running the front office, so you knew that was going to happen. Devon Givens with you until 10, the NBA Draft Special, Sixers pick at 21. Al Horford is now in OKC. Danny Green, a Sixer. We'll talk about it on the other side here on The Fanatic.
We're talking NBA Draft with Devon Givens on your home for 76ers basketball, 97.5 The Fanatic, Philadelphia. The Fanatic.
And the picks are rolling in. We are at pick number 10 now on the clock, and that is my Phoenix Suns. As we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, 610-632-0975. Before we get back to the phones, let's update, first of all, to remind folks who have heard and the ones who may not have heard, the Philadelphia 76ers made a deal earlier in the evening, right around 5:30 or so. The front office at work. Daryl Morey, Elton Brand, they moved. Al Horford and that contract, 3 years left, good money on the books. It's going to OKC. Now he's in OKC. You give up a 1 and a 2. The 2 is pick number 34 in tonight's second round. And the first round pick is not until 2025, and it is protected 1 through 6, okay? 1 through 6 in the 2025 draft. So that means Oklahoma City now has 18 first-round picks, but the 76ers move on from Al Horford and that contract. In return, the Sixers acquire Danny Green and his 1 year left on his contract for $15 million. They also acquire Terrence Ferguson with the team as well here. And Terrence Ferguson, a young player, 6'6", 190. He was selected in 2017 in the first round to the Oklahoma City Thunder. So right, pick number 21 in 2017. So he's been in the league for a couple of seasons now. And he has some games under his belt. He's played quite a bit. So a nice little young wing that you have in his career. He's played 191 games. He's played some meaningful games, 4 in the postseason. Hasn't done anything really in the postseason games. Shooting-wise, he's played an average of 10 minutes in those games. But it's nice to have another young player added to the team with Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Matisse Thybul, the young players that they have, Mario Šajak as well. So we're looking to see, Shake Milton, we're looking to see what else they can do youth-wise as they have pick 21 in tonight's draft. And we'll see if we can get, I doubt that we get there because we're already at number 10, but they went 10 picks in 1 hour. Let's see if we can get there. I doubt it, but let's see if we can get there. First overall selection tonight was, in fact, Anthony Edwards from Georgia. He goes to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Pick number two goes to the Golden State Warriors. They selected James Wiseman, center, Memphis. Nice pick. Did they change their mind due to the injury that Klay Thompson suffered here? And we don't yet know the severity, but we do know that there's an injury to Klay Thompson with his leg. And people made it seem like it was very, very bad. So let's see what that report is when we finally get the word on what Klay Thompson, he was working out. And it's his other leg, not the leg that he tore his ACL last time. This is an injury to the other leg. So you know, we hope for the best for Klay Thompson. LaMelo Ball to the Charlotte Hornets at pick number 3. We know the whole Ball family story. The second Ball family member goes in the top 3. Lonzo went 2 to the Lakers. And here you have LaMelo going 3 to the Charlotte Hornets. Nice pick for them. Patrick Williams, a bit of a surprise, out of Florida State. Set to be a lottery pick, but a lot of surprising people, a lot of surprise here with him jumping up all the way to number 4 to the Chicago Bulls, new front office, new coaching staff. So that is a pick that they wanted to go in a different direction. They went with an athletic wing, a freshman. So a nice pick for them. And here at Cleveland, they went with Isaac Okoro from Auburn, 6'6", 225. Not much of an offensive guy, an athlete, and a defender. But a lot of work needs to happen there for him with the offense in particular when it comes to Okoro. The Atlanta Hawks selected, I always get this guy's name wrong, Onyeka Akuganwu. From USC, he's a 6'9 center, freshman. I think he went to Chino Hills with the Ball guys. And, I think he went to Chino Hills. I think he did, coming from L.A. I think he went to Chino Hills, but nice player. He's going to be out with for like 1 to 3 weeks. He had to have some surgery on something. I don't know. But the Hawks went with a big man, so now he's going to be backing up Clint Capela. Remember, folks? Clint Capela traded from Houston to Atlanta. He didn't play because he was injured, but Clint Capela is the center there. And now you have, in this particular case, another big, a young big to play behind them. So they are, along with Clint Capela and what the Hawks have there in their front court, not bad. Not bad at all with what they are working with there in their front court there in Atlanta. So Detroit had pick number 7. They went Killian Hayes, the point guard out of France. I don't know much about him. I just knew a lot of people liked him. He was going to be a lottery pick. So there's that. Obi Toppin from Dayton goes to the Knicks. Not a surprise there. It has been out there for a while that they liked him. And, of course, with Leon Rose, that was going to be his agent, I believe, before Leon Rose took the job with the Knicks to become the president of basketball operations there. And Leon Rose, Worldwide West, they get their guy from Dayton. Denny Advia from Israel, thought to be a top 5 pick, fell to 9 to the Washington Wizards. So a nice value pick for the Washington Wizards there. Last year you get Rui Achimura from Gonzaga, played very well. Now you get Denny from Israel. You have some nice young pieces in your front court wing as well to go along with Bradley Beal for however long he's there. Nice selection. And now just selected by the Phoenix Suns. My Phoenix Suns went with Jalen Smith, the power forward from Maryland, with pick number 10 for Jalen Smith. The San Antonio Spurs are on the clock. Tyrese Haliburton, I'm surprised, from Iowa State, is still on the board. Still on the board. I wonder if San Antonio goes with another guard or if they go with another wing in Sadiq Bey, Villanova. So we'll see. I stopped looking at Woj and Shams because I don't want to spoil when the selections come up. I want to see who these guys take at their pick. So 610-632-0975. Yeah, we'll take your phone calls on Al Horford being moved out. What does it mean? Are you surprised they were able to move that contract so soon? I'm not. I said all along that I thought that this would be a movable contract. Because there are teams that are going to absorb that and then move on later. You're going to get picks back from the Sixers if you absorb that contract. So I wasn't surprised that Morey and Brand were able to execute that and get that done. And now Al Horford is a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder. They get an expiring contract with Danny Green. They get a chance to look at Terrence Ferguson still on his rookie deal and decide if they want that on going forward. And that's a nice move all around. Giving up the first round pick in 2025, I'm not worried. That's 2025. I don't care about that. It's protected 1 through 6. Whatever. Sixers can make a deal later on and get a pick in 2025. So I'm not worried about that. And the second round pick, they have four. And 34 is an extension of the first round. I get it. But they have 36. So it's all good. So I like with where they started things off. It's been relatively quiet around the association with things going on or not going on in the NBA. And obviously the Sixers starting things off with a bang. We haven't heard much. We haven't heard much else. All right? We haven't heard much else with this basketball team. So I'm curious to see what's next for the Philadelphia 76ers here tonight. Do they make a move? That was one of our questions. At 21, what would you like to see them do at pick number 21? And if they don't keep 21, you want them to move on from 21. I ask you, if it is Buddy Hield in a package with 21, or even the latest name, the hot name, Zach LaVine from Chicago, which would you prefer at pick 20, between those two and packaging 21 in both of those deals to get either of those players? 610-632-0975. All right, I've talked too much. Let's go back to the phones. 610-632-0975. Tyrese Haliburton, again, Iowa State. You've seen him on the television, and I saw this earlier. An interesting suit, right? Draft night suits. We know all about them. Everybody stands out. Everybody does these great things. Tyrese Haliburton has a floral print suit in sky blue, powder blue, flowers all over it. It's bold. It's very bold. But all right. You know, you do you. You do you, Tyler. I like the player, though. I'm curious to see where he ends up here. San Antonio on the clock. Then you have, let's see who's next on the clock before we get to Eric here and everybody else that follows. 610-632. The Kings, Pelicans. He'll go soon. I just don't want him to go to Boston at pick 14. Let's go to Eric in South Jersey. What's up, E?
How you doing, Devon?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Unfortunately, I would love to talk about my guy who just went, Jalen Smith. I thought he would have been, especially moving Horford. I sent it to you the other night. I think he would have been a great fit behind Embiid, but he's gone.
I didn't expect him to go this high.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be a little closer, and they might be able to move up a couple picks and get a guy like that, and then maybe target a guy like, you know, Isaac Joe at 36. To add some shooting, but you know, I think it's interesting now because you kind of have to go wing and shoot it. You know, in terms of bigs, there is a little bit of a void now with Horford not there. You know, it kind of changes what I wanted to talk about. But do you think a guy like Nerlens coming in, or somebody like that, or obviously there has to be moves made? I feel like, especially if there is another big move coming. And on that, you know, the reports today about how Morey, there was a move being discussed, and there was a move coming, or he was involved in talks, and I think the report kind of said a big move. Do you think that's something else that we haven't seen yet, or do you think that report was on the Horford deal?
I was about to say, do you consider the Horford deal a big move? Because I do consider it a big move.
I do. I mean, he's a guy who, maybe not right now, but he was a perennial all-star, a guy like Danny Green who's a good piece, a good veteran piece.
And so it's big. It's also big move, because it's a big name. It's a big contract. It's a controversial contract. So you look at that and you say that's a big move right there. But I wouldn't put it past Morey and Brand to find something else to get done between now and Sunday when free agency opens up on Friday, but allowed to be announced on Sunday. I wouldn't be surprised at all, E. So I think that was the big move, but I still believe that they might have something else up their sleeve as well.
Yeah, I mean, and I think especially, you know, if you target wings and shooters here, you know, not that the talent might be there, but we might be at a position where there might have to be a move coming, because it seems like we might be creating a bit of a logjam at the wing if you end up using, say, 21 and 36 on a wing and a two. Danny Green, Ferguson now coming in, Tobias Harris.
Right, right.
So I'm wondering if there is a deal, Thibodeau. I would like to see it. I think I like Buddy Hield. I like Zach LaVine a little better, I think. You know, in terms of if you're going to give up the draft capital and the young guys, the Thibodeaus. I know there was a report I saw that they might not want to deal Thibodeau, but a guy like Zach LaVine, I think it's kind of a no-brainer. But, you know, But, you know, as long as he's got his head on right and he can have enough veteran presence to keep a guy like that in line, I think, I mean, a guy that's a 25-point-a-game guy,
yeah,
who shoots well from three, shoots free throws well, I mean, I think that's a huge thing, you know, that we need and for spacing. And I would love to see Zach LaVine, and I think that's a young him, Embiid, and Simmons together, all outside of them, you know, guys in their mid-20s. I guess Joel's starting to get on the other side of his mid-20s, but guys basically in their mid-20s, you have 3, 4, 5 years with those guys together. I think that's a nice look.
Yeah, yeah. And quickly, Devin Vassell just went to the Spurs, so that's a good selection there.
Do you think Precious Achiuwa was sliding a little bit? I thought he would be gone by now.
I didn't expect him to fall right now. He's on Jay Billis's board at number 5 remaining. Again, Tyrese Halliburton is out there, and looks like Woj is saying that the Kings are going to select him next at number 12. So that's a nice one to go with. Of course, if Bogdanovich is going to leave and you have Buddy Hield, you have De'Aaron Fox, Halliburton to go there as well. The other one, to your point of Nerlens Noel in the big, there are some bigs on the back end of the second round. Yes, I could see them going out there and spending a little bit of money on a reserve big, and this way you don't have to put so much pressure on, what's my man's name from the 76ers that I always talk about that's fun off the top of my head? That would be Norvell Pell. I could see them still going out there and spending a little bit of money on someone. Nerlens is going to try to, of course, add some money to his bank account. E, thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. Great breakdown, man. Great stuff. But you have some people in the second round, like, let me see, Xavier Tillman pops in my head as a senior from Michigan State, power forward, center. If you want to go with another big, Daniel Otoru, Minnesota, sophomore, might be interesting. So there'll be some names out there in the second round to Eric's point. As far as left in the first round, Isaiah Stewart from Washington, but I know a lot of people are going to want to stay away from Washington outside of Matisse Thybulle looking good. You know, a lot of that stink is still on there from Markelle Fultz for a lot of folks. So I know a lot of people will want to stay away from that. But after that, there are not a lot of bigs at the end of the first that you might want to jump in on out there. So, I look at it and I say, unless it's that young kid from, I don't know how to, Alexi, I don't know how to say his name from overseas, so I'm not even going to try to butcher it. So I still think they would go with a wing, not because I can't say it, but just because I think they'll go with a wing. 610-632-0975, and Tyrese Halliburton does in fact go to the Sacramento Kings at pick number 12. For the Kings, so they add another guard to the mix with De'Aaron Fox. You once again speak about not only De'Aaron Fox, but if Buddy Hield remains there, he's there. You're losing Bogdanovich. They have one more that from Wyoming. What's my man's name from Wyoming? Just a guard. He was a second round pick, but whatever. But it's a nice pick. No one expected him to drop the number 12 Halliburton. Thought he would be at least snatched up at pick number 8 by the Knicks if Toppin was gone. But it worked out the way it did. Two guys dropped, and, you know, there it is. Now Woj is saying with New Orleans on the clock, they've been discussing trade scenarios with the number 13 pick. So we'll see what that one goes here in a couple of minutes. I'm not sure if they have already decided to go with their pick. But, you know, that's what it is. So, Dill, you wanted to say something. I kept going. Oh, I know you wanted to say something.
Well, I was
going to
say it's lucky for the Kings that Fashion Sense is not actually playing to how good a player is. Because I hadn't seen this. You had mentioned the suit earlier. I hadn't seen it, but I just saw it when they picked him. And, oof.
Oh, so, yeah, I saw it earlier.
Oh. I'm sure he's a great player. I'm sure he's going to be really good for the Kings.
But the Fashion Sense?
But, oh.
Now, you're not with it.
I do not like the full print suit.
You're not with it. All right. You're not with it. Okay. 610-632-0975. Let me get to a couple more of these tweets, and then we'll get back to the phones. before we get out of here, our final segment upcoming. 76ers 39 says, to the guy talking about LaVine being a tumor with nothing to it, he needs to know that those things were coming out of Chicago. That was Lance, where these sources know better than he does. Also, a secondary ball handler can be a free agent trade or draft pick like Terry. Well, Lance has a little bit of insight from being out there in Arizona with his connections to the basketball program. So I would believe what Lance had to say in that regard, 76ers 39, because I've heard things about Zach LaVine as well with his personality, his high his high love of himself. And I've heard him on a lot of podcasts, and he sounds great. But those are podcasts. Doesn't come off as a know-it-all, just comes off as somebody who's really interested in getting better, working on his craft, and wanting to win and buy in. He's been in Chicago, and they've been bad. So, I mean, I don't know, but I wouldn't mind having him here. Dylan Ushler, who tweets in from time to time with us here, says, I see Bogdanovich doesn't want to join the Bucks, so this just got interesting. I feel Morey is really trying to shake up the locker room. Have a weird feeling Harden will be here by Friday. Well, free agency gets underway 6 p.m., 6:01, 6 o'clock Friday, 6 p.m. Friday, Eastern time. And we'll be on the air, draft lines, Jamie and I, when things get started. So I wonder if we see some things up on DraftKings about a possible trade for James Harden, like an odds for where he ends up. And I'm sure the 76ers, the Brooklyn Nets, will be a few of those names that will be on his team as well. 610-632-0975. I look at my phone because I'm trying to see something else. And, of course, Woj pops up and tells me who the Pelicans are going to take at pick number 13. Darn it! I didn't want to see it, but it's a nice pick. It's a nice pick.
You just have to mute those two for the night like I did.
I know.
I mean, they must follow.
No, but I want to know when the trades happen.
Yeah, that's true. And they're going to be the ones that have that information. So it's just a double-edged sword. If you mute them, you're not up to date if something does happen. If, like, say, the Sixers move up in the draft or something, or something happens. But if you're going to keep following them, you're going to be bound to hear.
Nah, I know.
Hear some spoilers. And
I know.
It's just a shame.
All right, 610-632-0975. A lot of great conversation tonight. It's been really fun breaking down everything that the Sixers did, trading Al Horford to Oklahoma City Thunder, Danny Green, Terrence Ferguson coming back, giving up the first, going to Oklahoma City, but that's 2025, 1-6 protected, according to Rich Hoffman. So a lot to get into. The draft is underway. Sixers pick at 21. We are at pick 13. Will we get it in before we get out of here? I doubt it, but I hope we do. Let's talk about things with the draft. Sixers trading Al Horford. Final segment right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
We're talking NBA draft with Devon Gibbons on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic, Philadelphia. The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Draft night special show 2020. Normally we're so worried about the 76ers at the top of the draft. We get that out of the way in the first hour, and we're just reacting to the 76ers. But this one, of course, has been a little bit different because they are picking at 21. So not a lot to go off of except for what we're seeing. And, of course, talking about Al Horford being traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder to start off the evening in the NBA. Trevor Ariza traded from Houston after being traded from Portland for Robert Covington. He was then traded to Houston today with the 16th pick, right? Trevor Ariza moved on from. It got him out of there quickly. So a lot of movement. And, of course, once again, just nice to see, nice to see that 76ers were able to get off of the Al Horford contract. How surprised were you when you saw that? 610-632-0975. I told you it wouldn't be that hard to do, moving on from that contract. I told you. and you get Danny Green back. Terrence Ferguson. Danny Green is on an expiring contract. So that's pretty good as well. All right, so your reaction to that. Pick number 21 is upcoming. Let me give you a couple of names that are still on the board for the 76ers at 21. We went Devin Vassell out of Vanderbilt at number 11. I mean, Florida State at number 11, Devin Vassell. Tyler Halliburton, as we mentioned, pick number 12 to the Sacramento Kings. Okay? Pick 12, Sacramento Kings. Kira Lewis, 13 to the New Orleans Pelicans. Nice move. You move. You lose Drew Holiday. You bring in George Hill and Eric Bledsoe, and you get another young guard. So now you have he and Nikhil Walker-Alexander for the New Orleans Pelicans, and that guy has speed, so that's a nice pickup at 13 for them. For the Pelicans, Aaron Nesmith from Vanderbilt, small forward, shooter, can stroke it. He goes to the Boston Celtics. So, folks, Boston Celtics got another wing, and he's good. They just continue to be in the lottery. I don't know how they, Danny Ainge just does it. Danny Ainge just does it. All right, pick up for 15. They have on the clock the Orlando Magic. 16, the Portland Trailblazers. 17, the Minnesota Timberwolves from the Brooklyn Nets. 18 would be the Dallas Mavericks. 19, the Brooklyn Nets from the Philadelphia 76ers. And then at 20, the Miami Heat. Sixers at 21 from Oklahoma City Thunder. So let's see if we can squeeze that one in before we get out of here. I doubt it. I really do. But some of the notable names that remain on the board right now, do it quickly before we get back to the phones. Some names that are still available. Cole Anthony. I'm looking at Jay Billis's big board right now. The best remaining players on the board right now. You have Cole Anthony as one. Tyrese Maxey. RJ Hampton. I mentioned Cole Anthony. Tyrell Terry. Still available. See if I'm missing anyone before we get Precious. Achiuwa from Memphis is there. And I think that's it as far as the ones that we know. Woj is reporting that the Minnesota is acquiring Ricky Rubio from Oklahoma City. Remember, traded from Phoenix. So he goes to Minnesota now for the 25th. So listen, Minnesota is acquiring Oklahoma City's Ricky Rubio, the 25th and 28th picks for a package that includes the number 17 pick. So Oklahoma City gets the 17th pick. Yes. Yes. All right. All of that. That's a lot of stuff.
Really quiet draft night so far. It's the first time anything's actually happened because other than someone making the pick.
Because it's all weird. It's all weird here. It is all weird. 610-632-0975. We're supposed to be in week number 3 of the regular season. We're on draft night in November on the 18th, and the season gets underway December 22nd. Training camp on the 1st. It's all weird. Let's go to Mitch and East Windsor next on the Fanatic. What's up, Mitch?
How's it going?
It's going all right, man. How about you?
How's everything? Good. Hope you're being safe.
Yes. I know you are. Yes, thank you, sir.
All right, family, depending on you. First of all, your cousin's team, Phoenix, did pretty well. The trade, Chris Paul, the draft, they almost had the Israeli guy. That would have been something. Hey, that kid, Israeli, his name is I don't want to butcher his name,
so I don't even say it. But he's a good player, apparently.
To go with your cousin removing, you got Devin Booker. They can keep him, right? And not flying to the Lakers, right? Devin Booker and the center is coming around. That's a good team. That was a good shoe trade. Ballin made good. I mean, how many X-6s the teams have been raving about? Covington, I'm hearing all. It was a great trade for Portland. He could defend and play multiple positions.
Yeah, it was a good pick.
Another guy you needed for the last few years, right?
It was a good pickup.
Yeah, it was a good pickup. You think maybe Mannion or Josh Green will fall into Sixers? And also Cole, you mentioned Cole Anthony and Maxey. I know two of those guys won't be there by the time the Sixers pick. You think if you had with any of those four?
Which Maxey, say it again, Maxey?
Maxey, Cole Anthony. I thought he'd be in the top five. That was like 4 months ago.
Cole Anthony just went off the board to the Orlando Magic.
You see? They always trade from point guard. Orlando will always be in the lottery. What about Josh Green and Mannion from, I think, the two Arizona kids?
Well, Josh Green, he might be there. Nico Mannion, it looks like he's going to fall to the second round now, Mitch. His stock has dropped. So you don't have to worry about Nico Mannion until the second round. Josh Green, yeah, he could be there at that point. But right now, it looks like R.J. Hampton is available. Sadiq Bey might fall a little bit. The kid from Villanova, I'm surprised about that one. Jaden McDaniels from Washington is another name. Isaiah Stewart, I think he's about to go off the board to Detroit. So there's some names out there.
Wow. You can't miss. There'll be no complaining tomorrow morning.
Let's hope not. Let's hope not, man. Thanks for the call, Mitch. Really appreciate it, man. 610-632-0975. Bob Kenny, R. Kenny on Twitter says, that pick 21 isn't getting either of those players, Hield or Levine. Why even ask this question? Well, because you have to give that up in a package to get them. Like, it's not straight up. It's in a package. That's why we asked that question, Ken. Come on, Rob. Come on. Rameed says, I like the Horford deal. Clear some cap space, plus Green fills the need of adding a 3-and-D guy. He can also help develop mentor Thybul. Tyrell Terry is a guy I like them to draft. Don't want Harden. Give me Beal. LOL. Well, we would all like Bradley Beal, but that's not going to work out. And as we watch Cole Anthony get selected, who's in the screen taking up the picture? Not Cole, not Greg Anthony. Cole Anthony gets drafted. His dad and his mom, Spike Lee. Spike Lee in the front of the camera, sitting on the floor. Well, he's out of this shot right now, but when he was selected, he jumped right up. So, you know, there's that. Let's go to Gerald in Los Angeles. What's up, G?
Hey, Devon.
What's going on, man?
Man, you gotta like getting that money off the books. Horford wasn't a good fit here. I think he's gonna do well where he's going, but you know, that length of that contract, that amount of money, that relief is huge. And don't be surprised if we don't get some relief on that other big contract that we have too. I think he might be part of a deal that Daryl Morey's working on. Yeah.
That would be great work by him to do that. Both
Tobias is gonna get it. Yeah, he's gonna get engaged and move in the same week.
For those who don't know, Tobias Harris proposed to his girlfriend and he shared it on Instagram.
Yeah. So, but yeah, you gotta love getting that money off the books. You know, Morey is, if you follow him, this guy's a wheeler dealer. He has no problem pulling the trigger on big things, and he has the relationships to do it. So I think there's another move in store in the next couple of days. I agree.
And again, free agency gets underway on Friday. Things won't be announced until Sunday. But sure, there's something else, I'm sure. And even if it's not Tobias Harris or huge, don't forget about Josh Richardson having that 1 year left on his contract. If they don't see him in their future plans.
Like, yeah, yeah. I mean, well, I think Josh is going to end up going. But I think Ferguson, believe it or not, being tossed in with that little trade is going to be a nice little player for us off the bench, too.
Ferguson?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice athlete. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going to be, you know, he's not going to be a star or anything, but he'll be a nice little player off the bench. He's young. He can get developed. I think we'll be okay.
Okay. All right, and any preference at 21? Cole Anthony off the board. Isaiah Stewart just went to the Portland.
That was my dude right there.
Portland, but I think that Portland trade is for Detroit. Yes, because, hold on. I think that's the one where Trevor Ariza is going to Detroit from Houston. So I think that goes, Isaiah Stewart is going to Houston, if I'm not mistaken. So there's that, yeah.
Yeah, man, that was my guy. That was the guy I wanted. So.
Isaiah Stewart, okay.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, man, I just want somebody that can shoot, and if they can play, a little bit of D, I'll be happy. Or if they can either play some D or handle the ball, I'll take either one of those with some shooting.
Okay. All right, we'll
but see. I'm thinking guard. I'm definitely thinking guard.
Yeah, I'm wing guard/wing. We know how that goes in general. So I just want a wing player, somebody on the perimeter. You have Tyrese Maxey left over, Precious Achiuwa from Washington. I mean, Memphis is left. RJ Hampton, Sadiq Bey. We are now at pick number 17, I believe. Where Minnesota? Yeah. So there's some names out there, man. We'll see where it all lays out, and we have to keep our eye on Miami at 20. And hope that they don't snatch somebody up that you want.
Well, yeah, they got a good machine down there. So
yes, they do. They know how to do it. They know how to do it right. G, thanks for the call, man. We'll talk to you. You got it, man. We'll catch up later in the week once free agency gets underway or if something else big happens. 610-632-0975. So, again, Cole Anthony goes 15 to Orlando Magic, son of Greg Anthony, and Portland takes Isaiah Stewart. But I believe this is for Houston, where Trevor Ariza was traded for Robert Covington. Trevor Ariza was traded earlier today to Detroit for the number 16th pick. So I believe that Isaiah Stewart is going to Houston. Yes, I think that's how it goes. 610-632-0975. Man, a lot of stuff happening here. Sinclair. I'm sincere, 1223. Give me Levine so I can have a scorer and another ball handler / creator. Would be ideal. Mike on Twitter. Josh Richardson, Zaire Smith, the 21st pick and pick 49 in the second round for Zach Levine. See, Mike putting that whole thing together, the package. So again, Rob, we know that 21 by itself is not landing you Zach Levine. It's a package. It's a package. 610-632-0975. We'll get to Dylan in a minute. Get the poll, final poll results as well. But let's go to Mike in New Jersey next on the Fanatic. Mike, how you doing?
How are you? It's been a while.
It has been a while, man. How's everything?
Great. I just really want the Sixers to get Zach Levine. I hope we trade this pick in a package deal. I was very excited that Horford's call.
Yeah, and just because, you know, they make a move here, just because they make a pick here, that doesn't mean that they eventually won't move that player for that team, which could be the Chicago Bulls, to your point.
I just wanted to ask you, what do you think, like, the realistic possibility that's happening is?
You know what, man? I mean, being that we're just really familiarizing ourselves with Daryl Morey, it's obviously not off the table, but we just don't know. We know about Brand to a certain extent, even though I don't think he had final say on a lot of things. So I happening, how interested in Chicago really moving on from Zach Levine and just starting things over with the players that they want to start him with? So it's hard to say, Mike. It really is. But I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that he won't be moved. The question is, will he be moved here?
Yeah, and I'm also, I agree with the last caller. I'm very excited for Terrence Ferguson. He's obviously an athlete. He reminds me of Derek Jones Jr., the way he can jump, like he's got ups.
Yes.
But I think he could be like a Jeremy Grant type player. He could develop.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it. And he's still in his rookie deal, so you get a chance to take a look at him and see if you like him or not as well, man. So, yeah, I hear you. Let me throw this at you, Mike, because there's there's a trade right there now with the Clippers and the Nets. The Clippers are moving into the Nets spot at pick number 19, so they obviously like something, but they're also giving up Landry Shamet. Landry Shamet goes from the Clippers to the Nets, and what do you think about that move for the Brooklyn Nets, who already have, obviously, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant. They're trying to acquire James Harden, now Landry Shamet in the mix.
Well, I think that's huge for them because Landry Shamet is a spot-up shooter. And guys like Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, like you said, they also have Dinwiddie, LeVert. They're kind of isolation guys. So when they're one-on-one, they're going to attack the basket and draw a lot of defenders. So if you can kick out to a guy like Landry Shamet, I mean, he did great things in Philadelphia and in Los Angeles. He's really developing into a nice young player in this league.
Yeah, he is, man. And Mike, thanks for the call, man. Don't be a stranger. Free agency is upcoming, so you know we got to talk.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk. I'll talk to you soon, Devon.
All right, Mike, thanks for the call. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. And again, just to update you on this trade here, the Clippers are trading Landry Shamet, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, to the Nets for pick 19. So Clippers sending Shamet to Brooklyn for 19. The Clippers, Brooklyn to the Pistons. So the Clippers are sending 19 pick via Brooklyn, according to Shams. All right, see, it's getting weird again. Come on, Dylan, you got to help me out here. Clippers are sending 19 to Brooklyn to the Pistons and receiving Luke Kennard, Nets receiving Landry Shamet. Got all of that?
NBA draft's always so confusing. So they can't make it easier.
So it's a three-way deal here. Three-way deal includes the Pistons with Luke Kennard heading to the Clippers. So Luke Kennard goes to the Clippers. Landry Shamet goes to Brooklyn. And pick number 19 also goes to the Pistons. Clippers are sending 19 via Brooklyn to the Pistons. Yes. Okay. There you have it. All right. Cool. Now we're all caught up. Let's get Matt in here before we get out of here. Squeeze Matt in here. 610-632-0975. We got a couple of minutes. If somebody calls in, we get you in. So let's have at it. Matt, what's going on?
Hey, Devon. I just want to say I love this trade, man. I mean, Danny Green for the 2025 protected first-round pick and the second-round pick, that is a steal.
No problems here. No problems here. You get that money off the books, man. No complaints.
Honestly, I think I really hope they can get Tyrese Maxey from Kentucky.
He's falling.
He is?
Yeah, right now at pick number 18, Josh Green went to Dallas. So 19, 20, and 21.
Because I really like him. I'm not sure about you, but I really like him because he can play really good defense.
Yes. Yep. And he can score, as we know.
Yep. And then he can. And the one thing I liked about, I always said the Sixers really needed a shooter, and they needed someone with a J.J. Redick, someone that could come off screen and just shoot. Because that's when we were, like, 22 points a game. That was J.J. Redick's role, you know?
Yeah, get that 19 points a game, come in and fill it up, play off of Joel Embiid and make it all work out. Now, couple of other guys remain too. I know you like Maxey. Precious Achiuwa from Memphis, Sadiq Bey from Villanova, and RJ Hampton as well. You still go Maxey after I read those other three names off?
I would probably go with the kid from Villanova if Maxey isn't there.
Okay. All right.
Sadiq Bey, yeah, I like him too. And then if Dan's not there, I mean, once this whole thing with Zach Levine, I really just got done my job and stuff, so I just got in my car.
All right, man. Well, listen, be safe, man. Enjoy the rest of the night, and we'll gear up for a free agency on Friday as well.
Yeah, that's going to be big.
All right, man. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. We do have one more who just snuck in as we are get ready to close things out. Let's go to Manny Oak with Rocky to close the show out. What's up, Rock?
Oh, how you doing, man? I can't believe I'm the last caller.
What's going on?
Not much. I got a genuine thought. I love all the energy. I love that Sixers finally, like, fans have something positive to feel with these trades and Al Horford money. But I'm so confused. How are they going to divvy up the ball with whoever they get, whether it's Levine or somehow they get healed? How are they going to do that with Toby, Ben, Joel? How is that going to work? Or do you think it's just too much?
I mean, listen, it worked out for when Jimmy Butler was here. It did work out. So it's just a matter of how it all works out once Levine gets here, because he is a different type of player. So I don't see it as a problem. And I wonder if Tobias Harris would, in fact, have to go in that deal. But I really think it would be more Richardson and the 21 overall pick and some other stuff. But we'll see. But I would think it would work out, Rock.
I'm praying for it. We need something good around here.
Oh, no doubt about it, man. Thanks for jumping in, man. Really appreciate it.
All right, brother. Take care.
All right, Rock.
Happy
enjoy the rest
man.
Of it, man. You as well. All right, man. You got the final poll results there, Dylan McKinnon?
Yes, and our listeners voted overwhelmingly with 59.9% of the vote traded for Levine. Following that, 27% said traded for Hield.
Only 27.
And then 12.7% said keep it and make a pick.
Okay. All right.
Man. Which I guess we're going to find out in a little bit that pick 19.
I know.
I think the Shams and Woj are ahead of that, and they're at pick 20. So we're not going to get it on the air, but it should be coming up shortly after, right around 10 o'clock.
I know.
We'll figure out who the pick is.
I know. All right. Well, we got to get out of here, man. We got to pay some bills. Dylan McKinnon, thanks so much, man. A lot of good names left. I'm curious to see where Maxie, Sadiq Bey go. And, well, we might as well say it now. Detroit is targeting Bey right here with this pick. So good for him. Young team. He'll have some opportunity to play. They're moving on from Luke Kennard. So good for him. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll talk about the pick, and we'll see where we go from there. Thanks, Dylan McKinnon. Thanks to all the callers, tweeters, listeners. We'll catch up with you tomorrow, 7 o'clock, right here at 97.5 The Fanatic. Good night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.